From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Anguilla's opposition ANA taking a hard, cautious look at the coalition government's political crisis. Rising petrol prices a crucial issue as voters in Dutch St. Martin prepare for tomorrow's election, and the wind is searching for victory in Dublin against Bangladesh. I'm Ken Richards and this is BBC Caribbean Report. And we begin with cricket. After just about a week into the World Cup, the competition is beginning to look much more interesting. Today, New Zealand beat Australia, while Pakistan made light work of Scotland. Tomorrow, the Windies take on Bangladesh in Dublin in another Group B encounter. Donna Simmons, the Caribbean's lone female cricket commentator, joins us now live on the line from Dublin. Donna, things are really getting tight in Group B?
Definitely extremely tight with New Zealand's win against Australia. The West Indies must find themselves in a must-win situation after their loss against Pakistan. They take on Bangladesh in the second game for both teams at Clontarf Cricket Ground in Dublin. And it's the first one-day international at this ground, and of course it's Bangladesh's first time in the World Cup as well. After a fairly long team meeting this evening, the West Indies have named 13, leaving out Nehemiah Perry and Keith Atherton. Atherton through injury, but he should be fit early next week. Stuart Williams is also now fit and back. The West Indies, however, have lost their coach, Malcolm Marshall, who is in Birmingham getting